This is WMUK's West Southwest Brief. I'm Gordon Evans. Charlie Maxwell had a few nicknames during his Major League Baseball career. He was called the Sunday Punch because he hit many of his home runs on that day, including four of them in four consecutive at-bats during a doubleheader for the Detroit Tigers one Sunday in 1959. Maxwell was also called Pawpaw, or Old Pawpaw, because of his hometown. A new exhibit on the history of baseball at the Carnegie Community Center in Pawpaw includes donations from Maxwell.
His outfield glove that he used as a player, and of course he was a great defensive outfielder. Not only was he a great home run hitter, but he was a great fielder. We've got bat, an actual Detroit Tiger uniform that he wore while playing for the Tigers.
Roman Plazak is the president of the Pawpaw Village Council. Charlie Maxwell will be the special guest for the grand opening of the exhibit Sunday at the Carnegie Community Center. Plazak is a member of the Pawpaw Historical Commission, which, along with the Pawpaw District Library, created the exhibit called Pastimes in Pawpaw, a history of baseball in our hometown. How did this idea for an exhibit about baseball in Pawpaw come about?
Well, we've been talking about doing a museum for a number of years, and we finally thought that the Carnegie Community Center would be a good spot for it. And so the commission has been working on this to get the museum off the ground, and we thought that we should choose particular exhibits that would be interesting to visitors and the community, and we thought that we would start with baseball, which, of course, is an all-American pastime.
What do we know about the origins of baseball in Pawpaw? How far back can we go?
We go way back, probably back into the 1860s, around Civil War era. And then after that, baseball was just a great sport in the area. And then, of course, it eventually ended up at the high school level. And we had two players back around the turn of the last century, around 1900 or so, the Kilifer brothers. There was Wade Kilifer and Bill Kilifer, and both of them were great high school ball players, and ended up with them being on state championship teams, and they both went into the major leagues. Wade went with the Detroit Tigers and played with Ty Cobb, of course, obviously a famous ball player. And then Bill ended up as a catcher and played for a number of teams, including the Chicago Cubs, and was a catcher for a great ball player, a pitcher, Grover Cleveland Alexander.
For Chicago, Alexander pitching, Kilifer catching.
Actor James Milliken played Bill Kilifer in a movie about the life and career of Grover Cleveland Alexander. Ronald Reagan played the Hall of Fame pitcher.
They remember you, don't they? You've given them something to remember, Alex.
There are a total of 11 men from Pawpaw who have played either major or minor league baseball. I'm not sure that, you know, we can go through every town in the country and figure out what their ratio is, but for a town the size of Pawpaw, roughly 3,500, that seems like a lot of men to come from a relatively small town and make it to the highest levels of baseball.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, we've had a lot of great ball players over the years that ended up both in the majors and in the minors. I believe that we've had at least five that ended up playing major league ball. And of course, a lot of them played a lot of, we had a lot of players that played college ball and other leagues as far as baseball is concerned.
Charlie Maxwell earned the nickname Pawpaw or Old Pawpaw at times. Apparently it was the sportscaster Van Patrick who gave him that nickname at some point when he was playing for the Tigers. How important is Charlie Maxwell when you talk about Pawpaw's baseball history?
People come into town constantly or call, and they want to know, is Charlie still around?
And he is.
Yeah, he is. And where does he live? And how can I contact him to get an autograph? He is still very popular with a lot of people. And he's just part of Pawpaw. Charlie's kind of a regular guy, very friendly, very accommodating. And he, of course, will be at the grand opening of our museum at the Carnegie Center, which is this Sunday from 1 to 4.
How meaningful is it that he will actually be there, this guy who has, you know, lived in Pawpaw pretty much his whole life and then has a real important part in the town's history?
He's very important. People identify Pawpaw with Charlie. A lot of people, of course, are Tiger fans here in Michigan, and he is kind of the local representative of the Detroit Tigers.
So, as you say, this is the first exhibit that you are putting out at the Carnegie Center, the Carnegie Community Center in Pawpaw, which will run through September, but this is just the start. So what are you looking forward to do in the future?
Well, we're going to be discussing what exhibits we're going to do down the line. Pawpaw, of course, has been an agricultural town, famous for its wineries. So I would imagine that we'll be doing those areas in the future and doing exhibits on those and then what other ones that we can think of and come up with that would be appropriate.
Do you think that there is maybe a greater effort right now to examine Pawpaw's history? Did that come from somewhere that you felt it was important that you look at baseball, agriculture, and whatever else you do?
Yeah, it's Pawpaw is also a tourist area, so it's nice to have these sort of things available for people that come into town and visit Pawpaw. They get a better feel for the town, what it's about, what its history is. For example, we also do a walking tour too of Pawpaw, and it just makes it more interesting not only for the people that live there, but for the people that come into the community.
Roman Plezak is president of the Pawpaw Village Council. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, thank you very much for having us.
The exhibit Pastimes in Pawpaw, A History of Baseball in Our Hometown, opens this weekend at the Carnegie Center. You can find links with more details at WMUK.org. You can find a longer version of the interview with Roman Plezak through WMUK's West Southwest podcast, available from Apple, iTunes, and Google. It's also at our website and on the WMUK app. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.